Chapter 7. The Untouchable Legacy. How to Build Empires That Outlive You, and Why Obscurity Is Your Greatest Weapon. Let me tell you about the man who built a tomb so invisible, history still debates if he existed. His name was Sheshonqi, a pharaoh who ruled Egypt in 900 BC. While others carved their names into pyramids, Sheshonq did the opposite. He erased his. He commissioned no grand statues, no temples, no hieroglyphs boasting his conquests. Instead, he funneled his wealth into canals that fed drought-stricken villages, schools that taught peasants to read, and a network of spies so subtle, his enemies woke up loyal. When he died, his funeral was attended by three people, his scribe, his cook, and a blind musician. Yet 3,000 years later, historians called him the Ghost Pharaoh, the ruler who understood that true immortality isn't carved in stone, it's etched into the DNA of empires. This chapter isn't about leaving a mark. It's about becoming the ink. Sigma's Black Book of Untouchable Power. Mastering Wealth and Power. The Sigma Blueprint. The ultra-rich don't play fair. They own the system while the masses grind for scraps. You've been fed lies about money, success, and freedom. The truth, wealth isn't earned, it's taken. The hidden financial secrets of the elite. Debt is a weapon. The rich never use their own money. They leverage other people's money, to multiply wealth. Cash is trash. The elite don't save. They own income-generating assets that print money while they sleep. Banks are a trap. The rich create private banking systems to control wealth outside the system. Taxes are optional. The elite use legal loopholes, offshore accounts, and trusts to pay nothing. The biggest opportunities are hidden. Real power moves happen in private circles, not on the stock market. The Sigma Path to Unstoppable Wealth. Own assets, not a paycheck. Stop trading time for money. Control capital. Don't chase it. Leverage debt, infinite banking, and tax-free growth. Move in silence. The biggest wealth plays happen in secrecy. The billionaire who vanished, and why you've never heard of him. In 1997, a reclusive tech mogul named Lars van der Berg sold his startup for $800 million. No press releases, no TED Talks. He bought 10,000 acres of dying farmland in Nebraska, hired undocumented immigrants, and paid them triple, and spent 20 years turning it into the world's largest regenerative farm. Today, his wheat feeds 12 countries. His soil stores enough carbon to offset Los Angeles. And his name? Nowhere. When Forbes tracked him down in 2020, he said, "Fame is for men who need headstones to feel alive." Here's the Sigma secret. Legacies aren't built. They're buried in the foundations of systems that outlast memory. Mom, this is a powerful statement. Let me demystify it a little further. Legacies aren't built, because building implies ego. Pyramids, statues, LinkedIn humble brags, they're all screams of look at me. Remember me, but time erodes stone. Algorithms bury posts. Statues get toppled. The harder you cling to being remembered, the faster you're forgotten. They're buried, because immortality lives in the unseen. Think of a tree that's been cut down. Its legacy isn't the trunk. It's the roots still pumping nutrients into the soil, the fungi network it fed, the birds that nest in its fallen branches. You bury your legacy in systems, habits, and people who outlast you. In the foundations of systems, most men build empires that collapse when they die. Sigmas build ecosystems that thrive in their absence. Example 1. The Roman aqueducts. No one remembers the engineers, but their systems watered empires for 2,000 years. Example 2. A reader's grandfather taught him to repair engines. He now runs a free mechanic school in Detroit. The grandfather's name? Unknown. His legacy? 412 kids who can rebuild a transmission blindfolded. That outlast memory. The final insult to the ego. Your name will die, but your impact, that's eternal. The Ghost Philanthropist. a billionaire anonymously funds microloans for women in Somalia. No statues. No press. Just 14,000 families lifted from poverty, who now teach their children the same generosity. The Shadow Inventor, a programmer, created an open-source iTool. He never copyrighted it. Today, it's used in labs from Tokyo to Nairobi. His name, erased. His legacy, 1,000 cures in development. How to bury your legacy. Build systems, not monuments. Start a community garden, not a self-named charity. Code a free app, not a vanity startup. Teach a skill to someone who will teach 10 more. Let others claim credit. A Silicon Valley engineer leaked his breakthrough algorithm to a rival. They took credit. He laughed. Now the whole industry uses it. My ego's a small price for progress. Erase yourself. Donate anonymously. Mentor in secret. Let your work spread like a virus with no patient zero. Why this terrifies the world? Society wants you to crave headstones. Headstones can be defaced, rewritten, or used to control your descendants' loyalty. But a legacy buried in the soil of systems, it's untouchable. You won't be remembered, you'll be felt. The Sigma's final truth: the greatest power is to shape the world, then vanish like a rumor. The three laws of immortality, without the ego. The pyramid principle: the pharaohs are forgotten. The pyramids remain. Your task: build systems, not monuments. Example: a client of mine owns 17 businesses. None bear his name. His employees think they're run by separate CEOs. His legacy: a decentralized empire that thrives on chaos. Your move: start one project this month that doesn't require your presence. A podcast, a coding bot, a community garden. Walk away. Let it grow or die. The Shadow Philanthropy Rule: when you donate, do it anonymously. When you help, vanish. Story: a reader in Dubai paid off 43 strangers' medical debt through a shell company. When reporters asked why, the CEO, a frontman, said, "God hates vanity." The reader: he's a janitor at a mosque. Your toolkit: use crypto wallets for donations. Hire intermediaries to handle charity. Never take credit. Credit is a chain. The Library of Alexandria Protocol: the greatest library in history burned because it stood in one place. Your legacy must be fireproof. Teach others to think, not what to think. A mentor of mine wrote 100 philosophy pamphlets and left them in bus stations, bars, and prison libraries. No name, just a logo. A wolf howling at a broken chain. Your homework: write one lesson you've learned from this book on a sticky note. Leave it in a public place. Repeat until the paranoia fades. The art of mentoring ghosts. In 1943, a Nazi soldier named Oskar Schindler saved 1,200 Jews by hiring them as essential workers. But his real legacy wasn't the list. It was the children of the saved: doctors, artists, engineers, who transformed industries he'd never lived to see. Your move: mentor one person this year. Not with lectures, with riddles. A Silicon Valley CEO teaches through chess. He lets proteges win, then asks, "Did you earn it, or did I let you?" Rule: never meet in person. Use encrypted apps. Send letters with no return address. Story: no one knows his real name. To his students, he's just no one. Once a ghost in the intelligence world, he now mentors young hackers through dead drops hidden inside video games, encrypted messages buried in chat logs, virtual treasure chests, and deep in the code where only the worthy can find them. One of his brightest pupils, a 16-year-old prodigy who just did the impossible: he cracked a cartel's hidden Bitcoin network. Millions in illicit funds, exposed with a few keystrokes. The cartel is hunting for the hacker, but the boy isn't afraid. He knows no one is watching, and no one is never found. The lesson: power moves in silence. The most dangerous minds don't seek recognition. They operate in the shadows, shaping the world without ever being seen. The moment you crave attention, you become a target. True power is anonymous. The 30-day untouchable challenge. Days 1 to 10. The purge. Delete your LinkedIn. Burn your resume. Sell one asset tied to your ego. Watch, car, awards. Days 11 to 20. The seed. Launch a project under a pseudonym. A reader wrote a novel as John Doe. It's now a cult classic. He attends signings in a mask. Days 21 to 30. The silence. Spend 24 hours in a forest with no tools. Build something from scratch. Shelter, fire, tools. Leave no trace. Final test. If you can walk away from what you built, you're ready to leave a legacy. Seems tough. Why this challenge? The 30-day untouchable challenge, a ritual to reclaim your soul. This challenge is not about self-improvement. It's about annihilation. Modern society chains you to ego, validation, and empty symbols of success. Your resume, your LinkedIn, your shiny toys. They're not trophies. They're shackles. This ritual strips you raw, forcing you to confront who you are when no one is watching, no one is applauding, and no one cares. Phase 1. The purge. Burn the masks you wear for others. Delete LinkedIn. That's easy. Selling your ego's trophies. That's the first death. The death of the person society molded you to be. Phase 2. The seed. Creates something that can't be tied to your name. The man who wrote a cult classic as John Doe didn't want fame. He wanted proof that genius thrives in anonymity. Legacy isn't built on credit. It's built on impact. Phase 3. The silence. Survive the woods. Build something. Walk away. This is the ultimate test. Can you create value without clinging to it? Can you leave a mark without needing to sign it? Why this matters? The world is drowning in noise, vanity, and fragile identities. This challenge isn't about finding yourself. It's about becoming someone who cannot be broken, bribed, or begged for approval. If you finish, you'll no longer fear loss, rejection, or obscurity. You'll be untouchable, not because the world can't hurt you, but because you've already destroyed everything it could take away. The price, your old self. The reward, freedom. Start when you're ready to stop pretending. Actionable sacrifice. This 30-day challenge isn't a checklist. It's a ritual. The final choice. Immortality or oblivion. In 1976, Howard Hughes died alone in a penthouse, surrounded by jars of his own urine. The media called him a madman. But his legacy. Hughes Aircraft revolutionized aviation. Hughes Medical Institute cured diseases he'd never lived to see. His madness inspired 1,000 inventors to embrace their weird. Your turn. Will you chase headstones, or will you become the soil that feeds forests you'll never see? What's next? The Sigma's journey never ends, but this book does. Your final task. Burn this book after reading. Rewrite its lessons in your own blood, metaphorically. Become someone else's ghost story. This isn't a chapter. It's a funeral for the man you used to be. Now go build the shadow that will outlive you.